Welcome to the Achieve Results Now podcast, the podcast that gives you immediate actions you can take to start seeing life-shifting results now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Achieve Results Now podcast. This is Mark Cardone.
And Theron Fite.
Bad days happen.
They do.
And I love it because we all have them. Like, we all have those days where it almost feels like in the morning, like when you first start, something just goes off askew, and then the rest of the day just follows suit, right? Isn't it crazy how that happens?
It is. But do we like them? I'm sure there's some people that like them. They like to be miserable. That's a thing. However, I think if you're listening to this podcast, that probably isn't you, or if it is you, you want to change it.
It's like when we were talking about the negative 15 degree weather. On our last podcast, and somebody said, "Oh, this is awful. There's nothing to like about it." And I said, "You know what? This is going to make me grateful when it's 20 degrees." So
yeah, for sure.
There's always something to like, and bad days help us realize how good our good days are. But yeah. At the same time, when you're in the middle of a bad day, it's great to know that you can overcome that. And that's what we're talking about today, how to beat a bad day.
Right. I guess before we get into it, it makes me think that, you know, nothing's permanent. So that bad day isn't going to last forever. But the converse is that good day is not going to last forever. So cherish the good times, the good days, be in the moment, but also realize when you're having a bad day. And we're going to talk about how to make a change.
Yep.
So your whole day isn't bad. But also realize, I think a step without being a step is realize it's not going to last forever.
I love that you said that, because it's funny when, you know, as someone who has kids, right. And anyone who has kids or who has dealt with kids or who knows kids,
yeah.
One, like, it only takes one thing, right. It takes one thing to go sideways in their life for life to stink, not the day, right. Mm-hmm. For life to stink. And, you know, as adults, I think most of us, and if we're listening to this as an achiever, you're probably thinking, okay, like, it's just a bad day. Tomorrow will be better.
Right.
Right. And that's the general mindset. Now, if you have a lot of bad days in a row, that could be a result of your actions. Right.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, you need to go back and revisit. Who am I spending my time with? What am I doing to take care of myself? All those things. But we're talking about, which everybody's had, right? These days, like we've all had them.
Yeah. And I think it's good to bring that up, that what type of day we're talking about.
For sure.
That's another podcast talking about, okay, what actions you taking, who you hanging out with, what do you need to do to make a life shift? That's definitely a deeper podcast. We're talking about the average bad day.
Yeah. Like, you just woke up, you did nothing wrong, but all of a sudden your alarm clock didn't go off, or you're a few minutes late, and everything's kind of running sideways. You lost a deal in your business. Your kids are angry at you, you know, those days. And I think, you know, we run into those more often than we think about, you know. And I think something that's important is to know that, you know, as much as, like, if you don't see those very frequently, it's probably because you've built a mindset that works through those in a better way than other people. Because what's wrong is, you know, Tony Robbins, right, says all the time, what's wrong is always available, and so is what's right. You know, so what we're focused on today is really how to beat that bad day and turn it into something good, right? And I think that's, you know, something everyone can relate to and everyone can jive with.
Right, for sure. And to stack them and have more better days.
More better days. That sounds great. Yeah. So let's get into step one. So step one, I love this. Step one, when you're having an off day, one of the best things you can do, right, is to give to somebody else, give to other people, give of yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Help somebody, do something for somebody with no expectation of anything in return.
Yes, you're not doing it for a reason. You're not doing it to manipulate them. You're not doing it for any reason other than, well, I guess it is a selfish reason. It's going to make you feel good.
Yep.
So, 100%. I mean, if you really want to get down to it, it is selfish. But just because something's selfish doesn't mean it doesn't help other people.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's I don't think there are any, like, purely unselfish actions. I mean, I think at some point, like, everyone who does stuff does it, even if you just do it because it makes you feel better. That's great, right? If you should get a good feeling from doing things for other people.
Right.
Right. And that can be reward in and of itself. But I think, you know, going out, something as simple as like holding the door for people, right? And just having in your mindset, you don't have to like, you know, go cure homelessness or anything in one day, right? Right. But being able to just, you know, hold the door for somebody, you know, pick up somebody's coffee, pay it forward, do something, do those little things. Hop into a Facebook group that you're part of and answer some people's questions and help them. You know, I think spending some time doing that, you know, is just, it's so good for your soul and it helps you feel like you're of value.
And I think the simple things of asking, let's say you go to a certain coffee shop every day or, you know, wherever, being nice to them.
Oh my goodness.
You know, smiling, caring about them, you know, how was your day? It's good to see you, trying to brighten up their day. If anybody's worked in those places before, you know, I know one of my first jobs, I was flipping burgers and taking orders and cooking and doing all, and it wasn't fun. You know, it wasn't fun. You had some good people, then you had a lot of not so nice people.
Yep.
And I learned that I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. And luckily it was when I was a teenager, so it wasn't like a career choice. But even if it is somebody older, how can you add the value to their life? And it's something super simple, being nice, look them in the eye. How are you today? It's, thank you. You know, just being polite instead of crapping on their day.
Yeah. This is literally the best thing you can do to make you feel good. And, you know, I think we just all get caught up in like, I don't have time for this. You know, like I don't really have time to like make eye contact and talk to people and blah, blah, blah. You know, throw up a high five, man, throw up a high five. If you're having a bad day, throw somebody a high five that's not expecting it, not aggressively because they may flinch and think you're going to hit them. Yeah. But really, like, I think you know, this is one of those things that's a lost art that I think people need to get better at in general, you know, is just stop. Because we get so caught up with like all the garbage that's in the news and in the, you know, that we hear like, oh, the people are doing whatever. And, you know, I think just being a human and like seeing people, making eye contact, how are you, you know, give me a high five, man. Let me hold the door for you. That, like, that kind of stuff can have such a huge impact on how you feel, you know, not only about yourself, but just about your day. Like, you just made somebody's life better. That goes miles. So I think that's a good thing to start with.
Yeah. And all positive emotions and all positive things flow out of giving.
Yeah.
And it's not, like we said, it's not about giving money, although that certainly can help. It's holding a simple thing of holding the door, smiling at somebody, being nice. And I just want to go back. What you said is people say, I don't have time for that. That is the lamest excuse I've heard. It doesn't take any more time.
Right.
You have the same amount of time, whether you're miserable or not miserable. You just choose to be miserable and you want to bring everybody else down with you. You know, I will, if those people are in my life, I will try to help them initially. And if they're resistant too much, then, you know, they're not dead to me, but I'm not going to be around them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to bring me down. You know, they have to work out their own thing, you know. But what we're talking about is not like the people, your family you're close to. We're talking about just normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill, you're going to this place, that place, being nice, you know. That
I want to be around people who say, how are you so happy, not why are you so happy?
Right.
Right. That's a very different sentence from a very different type of person.
So, yeah, for sure.
So speaking of that, you know, physiology plays such a big part in our lives, right? Yes. And I know, I mean, we talk about the mental and mindset and all that stuff a lot, but physiology really has a big, you know, a big impact. Mm-hmm. I mean, we say motion creates emotion, right? And we talk about good body posture and all those things. But one of the biggest things you can do to really change your physiology or change your mental state is to smile more.
Right.
The physical act of just putting that big, stupid smile on your face is amazing.
It is. Yeah. And so our step two is smile.
Smile.
And this is so underrated, like you said, and it's so simple to do. Maybe you don't like your smile, so maybe you need to fix that. But you can still smile with your eyes, right?
Are you talking to me? No, I hate my smile, but it's okay.
But I think there's a lot of people that, you know, what, maybe they don't like their teeth, maybe they don't like their smile, maybe they don't like their face look, but it's that is across most all cultures. Now, I'm not going to say all cultures, because there's certainly some cultures that don't have that. But the majority of cultures that we're going to deal with, smiling is such a universal thing. It makes people feel comfortable. It gives them, it makes them more relaxed, and then you can interact with them. You know, at the dojo, we have a lot of different cultures coming in the dojo all the time, which I love, because martial arts should be about, it's about the martial arts. It's about improving yourself and getting better. And I found that even if I don't 100% understand somebody, and you work with the people coming in, sometimes it's difficult to understand them. You know, maybe their English isn't quite as good as they want it to be, or maybe you don't hear it as well, whatever. But when you smile, then that
interaction universal
flows. It is universal.
You're either happy or crazy, or both.
Or both.
Yeah. And I you know, and it's funny. I remember when I was a kid, this goes way back. This is hilarious. Like, I was school shopping. You remember, like, when you used to go school shopping and you try on all your clothes and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I was so upset. I was probably like 8 or 9. And I remember I was upset. I was crying or whatever. And my dad made me look in a mirror at the store. And he goes, look in that mirror. And he goes, smile. And I immediately started laughing, looking at myself in the mirror. And I remember uncontrollably laughing. And it totally changed what my brain was doing, you know, and sometimes it's just that shock, that mental hit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll, like, when I see people who are having a bad day, I'll have them take a pencil and put it in between their teeth and tell them not to touch it with their lips. And it makes them smile. And they sit there for about 5 seconds and their brain immediately, like, snaps right into, like, oh, I guess it's not that bad anymore. Right. Sometimes just taking that quick minute to think about smiling will remind you, you know, that, oh, okay, like, things are okay. You know, and sometimes.
That? Yeah, sorry.
No, that's okay.
I was thinking, it made me think of, it probably was Anthony Robbins, but somebody I'm sure said it before him. How many muscles it takes to smile versus how many muscles it takes to frown.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
I remember that. That it takes more muscles to frown.
That's on the same, the same line. And if any of your listeners know that number, make sure you
let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah, but we should know
the whole idea was, and you were saying the physiology. So it's not just, even if you just move your face and don't move any other part of your body, the smiling definitely changes because there's more muscles involved in smiling than frowning.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but if you change your body too, and you put your shoulders back and you breathe deeper, that's definitely going to help you. I mean, that's something that we talk about all the time when you're performing in the martial arts. And then as I'm teaching the teachers, that's a big thing too.
I like the thought of just great body posture, big smile, deep breaths, and how crazy people at Starbucks would think you are just standing there like that. But that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving off of this one into step three, because I think step three is really important. And I think you brought this up, and I think this is a great one, but it's just put it down.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just put, like, you don't have to carry a bad day with you all day. Definitely not into the next day. Right. And sometimes you don't have to fix the bad day, you know, and it sounds funny, but, like, a lot of times bad days are just caused by our mental state. Right. It's because we're choosing to see the things happening as bad. Right. Mm-hmm. Or as happening to us.
Right.
And as much as you can kind of fix that stuff on the fly by thinking, like, this is happening for me, how is this working? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the brain doesn't work that way. So at the end of the day, it's good to just say, you know what? It's over. Tomorrow's better. Right. Let's just go.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And we're talking about, this is a normal, just run in the mill day. We're not talking about you had a tragedy in your life, you know, somebody close to you died, or that's not what we're talking about. I mean, that definitely is a bad day. And you need time to mourn. You need time to get your emotions out. So what we're talking about is the average day that you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, like that saying goes.
Right. Exactly.
And how to fix it, because it's okay to be sad if there's a reason, if there's a particular reason, you know, especially as you get older, you have tragedies in your life, and some of them are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at the people that have had those horrible tragedies as a parent, let's say you lose your child. I mean, what's worse? You know, there's nothing worse than that. But then you hear those people that they've done something with that, you know, so their child's life has meaning as they move on and help other kids. You know, of course they'd want their child back if they could, but that's not possible. So they're doing something positive.
And that's,
And you know, so that's not what we're talking about, but that's the idea, the long-term idea of they're taking something horrible and making something better from it.
100%. And I think that's something that, you know, like when you're, if you have a bad day because a tragedy happened, you know, like you got in a car accident, you broke your leg or something. Okay. That's, that's a genuinely bad day.
Yes.
And there's, you know, yes, you need to work through that. But, you know, like I said, what we're talking about is really just those mm-hmm. days when you wake up on the wrong side, things start not going your way. You know, if there's things you can fix throughout your day, you should fix them. Right. Like if there's things that, you know, you did, like if you treated somebody poorly or whatever, you should definitely, you know, try to do what you can to fix those things.
Right.
But don't dwell on those kind of run of the mill bad days and go, what did I do wrong? You know, because sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just your brain was in the wrong funk and you need to just move on to the next day and start fresh. Right. And that's okay. Right. If the second day is the same, that's when you should really start to say, okay, what's going on in my life?
Right.
You know, to where this is happening. If it goes on for 2 weeks, right.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great point.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap up.
Yeah. So let's review real quick. So going back, how to beat a bad day, right? Step one, do stuff for others with no expectation of something in return. Open doors, high fives, whatever you need to do.
Yep. Step two, simple. Smile more. Put a smile on your face. Smile at other people. Get them to smile back at you.
Yep, 100%. And then step three, put it down, right? Don't go back and dwell on, you know, a reasonably bad day. Just drop it. Move on to the next one. Fix what you need to fix, but move on quickly from the mistakes. That's the best way to move forward. And that wraps up this episode of the Achieve Results Now podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will catch you on the next one.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Hop over to our website at www.achieveresultsnow.com to get your free copy of our ebook, Ignite Results, 4 specific daily actions to help you achieve results now. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/achieveresultsnow, Instagram at achieveresultsnow, and on Twitter at nowachieve. Thanks for listening, commenting, and subscribing. Now get out there and achieve results now.